Hello, lovely listeners. On today's very special episode of Dual Pixels Radio, we cover the PlayStation Showcase and finally some news. Like, it's about time. The floodgates are finally open. And yes, we're going to talk about everything that was shown today on the PlayStation Showcase. I'm very, very excited about everything that was shown. First, we're going to go through introductions, as always.
What's up? I'm Joey.
I'm Jose. And Rob is actually skipping tonight. Yes, he's resting right now. So he'll be back with us next week. So, yeah. So, I guess we're going to go straight into it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just so much. I'm, like, speechless on what they've shown in terms of, like,
and
you know, everything and the aftermath.
Yeah,
just the aftermath of this all. It's just a lot to process. The news coming out, it was scattered.
That's putting it nicely.
Yeah, that's putting it, yeah, for us. Like, even for us, as we get, like, the press emails, like, everything was coming out just scattered.
Yeah.
In different folds. But I guess let's go straight into it. Let's talk about the show. First thing they showed, Final Fantasy 16.
Heavily rumored leading up to it.
Yes, heavily rumored. But come on, the first thing they showed, that's
awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's kind of like a show ender, you know?
Yeah, the confidence on Sony with that one.
Yeah.
Like, it was insane. Pretty much what they showed was Final Fantasy 16 running on a PC. They did give a disclaimer that it was running on a PC emulating a PS5. So they did give us a disclaimer on that. It is going to be PlayStation 5 console exclusive. Another thing that was shown, that it was going to come out on PC, and this is actually something that they messed up with another game, that we're going to talk about. Another thing that was shown, it was coming on PC, but now Square Enix actually retracted that information. And there's no actual information on the PC. The only thing that we have is that it's a PlayStation 5 console exclusive. So, yeah, that's pretty interesting. It looked awesome. One, we're finally getting medieval Final Fantasy again. So I am very, very grateful for that. Like, I like, don't get me wrong, I like a modern Final Fantasy, but the medieval ones are always, to me, they always feel more magical.
It's definitely fresh, you know?
Yeah, fresh. Well, the fantasy is alive there.
Yeah.
Like, even though you could do a modern fantasy, the fantasy to me feels better. Like, this one in particular is actually being directed by one of the producers from Final Fantasy 11 and 14.
Yeah.
So my hype level is through the roof. It's like insane through the roof. And there's also going to be a battle designer from Capcom who's doing the battle system, which is, again, that's like a wet dream for me. Anything Capcom is with battles and animation and, you know, designing stuff like that, Capcom knows what they're doing.
Yeah, for me, it was kind of confusing because we talked about this before, but it only ever showed one character, so it looked more character action gamey than, like, it ever has. So I'll be interested to see, like, is that just what they showed so far? Or is that the influence of, you know, the producer from 11 and 14 and then the Capcom battle designer? Like, are they having such an influence where it's going to change? Because, like, 15 kind of started to go that route. Because if I remember, it's not like you can control your party members, right? That was strictly just...
Well, in 15, yeah. So in 15, they did let you control your party members.
Oh. Shows how much I played of 15.
Well, they did, and they actually got updated during the game when they were updating the game. So they did actually let you use your party members later on. But yeah, you're definitely right with that, is that 15 was gearing more towards action.
Character action gamey.
Action gamey. Mm-hmm. And this one in particular, just as you have that one person, I'm kind of seeing it as as it's going to be one character, but there's going to be like a surrounding party with you, still there, but it's not going to, they're not going to let you like tamper with the other party. So I'm with you on that. Like,
yeah.
I want to see more of it. Like, I'm so down. It kind of looks like The Witcher too. For some reason.
The style kind of in a way, yeah. I think it just goes back to that character action game type of idea, you know? Just a style. But I'll be interested to hear more about that because it said release, 2021? So next year. Which is insane for a Final Fantasy game.
Well, it's a lot sooner than we all expected.
Especially if you consider the past two Final Fantasy games came out, how long they took to make. Obviously, different circumstances, different engines, whatever, so on and so forth. But it would be a pleasant surprise if it did come out next year.
Yeah, it would be the year of dreams, actually, with the stuff that got announced. Yeah, seeing Final Fantasy like this close to like a launch of a system is pretty insane. Like this whole showcase was just insane on just all the information that was in and out of it, like you know, the aftermath. So it's pretty insane.
Good way to start.
Final Fantasy 16. It looked great. Like the art style looked great, and I can't wait to actually like see it, like see the final like production of it.
Yeah, just like an uncut, like I don't know, 10 minutes or something. It would be awesome.
Yeah,
you know, just like. Just how everything works, because I mean, Final Fantasy, they always have some kind of new systems going on, which is kind of cool. Kind of keeps it fresh while still keeping it familiar in a way. So
yeah,
always interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, that's why the medieval like fantasy setting, it's pretty good that they went that route because, like you said, Final Fantasy is always gameplay is always changing every
to some extent.
Number. Every number is always changing, but it being more medieval, it's going back to like its roots.
Yeah.
Of what it used to be. So pleasant surprise as like the first game.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very I was like shocked that it was the first game show. Whoa.
Yeah.
Like what are you guys doing? This was supposed to be the surprise, but
I mean maybe we'll see even more from that from TGS, right? Because isn't that coming up?
Yes. So TGS is coming up.
That you know, because they just have a good partnership with Sony anyway. Like, you know, got to show off some here, but it might. I have no idea if it will. Delve deeper in TGS, which would be awesome.
This is going to be pretty interesting with everything, and going on to the like the next thing they shown. Well, I might have these in different order, but
the next game we have on our list.
Yes, the next game we have on our list. It was just so much stuff.
Yeah, it is.
So chaotic. They showed the new Harry Potter game, Hogwarts Legacy,
which looks absolutely amazing. I was shocked.
It's wow. Like,
yeah, I guess
it's not exclusive or anything, but.
Yeah, I guess we could get out of the way, like, J.K. Rowling absolutely sucks because she was a TERF and so on and so forth, trying to destroy any good legacy she had. So, like, this is the weird one because, like, I like a lot of games Avalanche makes, and it'd be awesome to support them, but, like, I wonder how much input J.K. Rowling had on this game. So it sucks being wanting to support them, but not her when that's impossible.
Yeah, because she owns a light.
Because she created it. But like outside of that, like the game, it looked like straight up magical in a way. They translated what we've seen in the movies and in the books like to a T. Like it was insane.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome to walk around Hogwarts and... Yeah, the physics are insane in this game.
Yeah, like everything just looks so like real in a way, you know? I don't know, it just looked like so inviting to play. And like that's 2021 as well. Like there's going to be a lot of games coming out in 2021.
Yeah. this was actually shown off it leaked a little like clip of it leaked. Not too long ago, actually, and it looks even better because before, you know, that little clip, I don't know if you guys caught that or heard about this game before, but this was heavily rumored that this is what Warner Brothers and Avalanche were working on.
Mm-hmm.
And even that little clip that was leaked looked great. Now, this actually looks phenomenal. And I'm not a big Harry Potter fan. I do know, you know, I did watch the movies, so I do know the stuff, mm-hmm. like, in it. And, yeah, like you said, it looks inviting. I'm interested. I'm totally interested.
Yeah, and what's interesting is it is set in the 1800s, so it's not like you're going to play as or see probably any of the characters like in the books or the movies. It'll be interesting to see like what kind of nods they have to people that have read the books or watched the movies, so on and so forth. It looks good. Like I was honestly shocked. I don't know why, but I assumed it just wasn't going to look good just because it seems like a difficult property to translate into something you physically play. But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised.
That was just a crazy one just to put like right after Final Fantasy 16, and Miles was like literally right after that.
Yeah.
And let's talk about Miles. That is that's the game I'm most excited for the PlayStation 5. So seeing Miles. And it's a launch title. Yeah. Seeing Miles here, that's pretty much all I wanted to see. So they just could have shown me Miles footage and whatever else, and it would have been fine for me. So
yeah, it definitely looked good. And the night scenes looked incredible, just like the way like everything reflected off the ground, like the lights and off the characters' faces and stuff. Spider-Man looked really good, but like this looks even like a step up from that, which is interesting because it's probably using a lot of the base assets, obviously up-resed, and definitely some care was taken into doing that. It's not like they just ported it over or anything, but it just looks like, I guess I could say night and day because what we saw was at night, but it just looks really, really good. Crisp, clean, bright, while still at night. It was cool.
It's going to be 60 frames per second and 4K.
I thought you were going to say $60. I was like,
No, not $60. Miles Morales is confirmed at a $49.99 price. And that is because it is a much shorter experience. So it's kind of like Lost Legacy. Uncharted Lost Legacy in that sense. So yeah, it's priced good. It's definitely priced well. Yeah. So they did a good job. And you can actually get a remastered version of Spider-Man with Miles Morales for $69.99. So that's another good thing that, you know, they did there. The thing I'm wondering with how this plays out is with people with Spider-Man on PS4, do they get the upgraded version? So I still want to hear more because we didn't get any information on that.
They weren't really clear with that either, which isn't surprising because Microsoft just a couple weeks ago wasn't either, you know, especially since they're coming out with, you know, two consoles around the same time, one's less powerful, and it's kind of the same thing, but, you know, it's all within the same gen, whereas the PS4 and 5 are, you know, different gens. Yeah, it'd be nice if they would have said, like, why we would want the remastered one, if we could play the PS4 one on PS5. Maybe it has to do with, like, maybe there's ray tracing in the, you know, the remastered version, possible.
Well, they didn't mention that, but they did mention that they actually took care in making the remastered. So it's kind of like you mentioned where they're taking a bit more special detail into it. They didn't mention ray tracing, though. So that's something there that Insomniac did not clear up.
I'd have to imagine that would be something because they have the power to do it now, you know? Just like a lot of this launch, we have no idea. It seemed like that would be like a point they would like, hey, you know, this remaster has all this stuff the previous one didn't have, you know, like, to convince people to buy the more expensive version that comes with, you know, Miles and the remaster. But they didn't. Maybe that'll come out, you know, in a couple weeks. I'm sure it would have to, or it'd be pretty hard to convince someone to buy something they bought, you know, already, quote unquote, even though it is inferior to what the remaster would be.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm with you on like it's probably going to be a couple of weeks so we actually find out.
Yeah. Yeah, say 2 or 3 weeks or something. Yeah.
Yeah. This was already my launch game, and I think the price actually for it being $49.99, I think that's going to be the case. I think Sony's probably going to sell a remaster of Spider-Man for even cheaper for the PS5 for like $30,
mm-hmm.
just to make it up and then let people upgrade. So I think that's coming, but again, not confirmed.
Yeah.
But
how much was the like the combo pack?
The combo pack is $69.99.
Shall we break the news about $69.99?
Yeah. So it's additional $20. Yeah.
Like, who first started 2K, right? They said they were going to be $69.99 games in this gen?
Yes. Yes.
And then looks like everybody's starting to follow suit.
Well, this Sony actually, you know, said like games are going to be $70. They took the blow for everyone, I think.
Well, I mean, I guess 2K did it first and then Activision did it as well. But we assumed they were going to because they're like two of the most money hungry companies in the world, it feels like. Whereas it was interesting, but not unexpected from Sony in a way. Kind of sucks from our end just because games are $10 more. Whether, you know, that's a good price, I mean, I'm sure it is. All budgets are ballooning more, but. It still sucks when you have so many like predatory microtransactions and things, and then the price of games goes up too.
Yeah.
But what'll be interesting is like to see Microsoft's going to have to say what they're just not going to not say the price, you know?
Well, that's what they have Game Pass for.
That is a big selling point. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they have Game Pass for. And that's, I think that's where they're negating that.
They'll be like, hey, price. Games are 70, but look, $15 gets you all.
Exactly.
These games.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Game price going up, but I mean, it's, I don't want to say like it's past time for that to happen, but games have been, you know, $60 for a while now. So it's not, I mean, what, PS3 was the first time games were 60? Is that
60,
right?
60, yeah.
So, I mean, that's quite a few years now. It just sucks. It happens during a pandemic. Like, hey, look, here's, you know, you've had like a terrible year. Yeah, games are $70 too, but whatever.
It's pretty interesting how this is going with the news coming out that way with Sony saying, you know, games are going to be $70. Mm-hmm. That's fine, yeah, but Microsoft has Game Pass, so
yeah
it works out. It like negates it a bit.
Yeah.
But with Sony titles, you see, I don't have to worry about the microtransactions as much, so
yeah, especially since almost all theirs are single player type, you know. It definitely helps. Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting. Back to Miles Morales. Shoot, you went straight into that. But yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah. It looks great.
Yeah.
Like really, I want to rewatch really the trailer like right now
on a big TV.
As we record, I want to watch that trailer. you might hear it in the background now. Let me stop. But it's definitely that's the launch title to get. That's definitely the launch title to get.
Yeah.
One more thing too about Miles Morales, it's actually coming out on PS4.
Yeah. We don't know when, right?
They did not say when.
Yeah, that's, which is interesting
because I don't know
if that's gonna be day and date. I don't think it will be, but that's just me assuming.
Yeah, this is pretty much interesting territory with this, but it is coming out on PS4. You did have an inkling before. I remember you telling me.
Yeah. Just because
telling us
strictly
yeah.
the user base for PS4 is so high to get rid of. And I mean, like, it's not like everybody who wants a PS5 is going to be able to buy one. So it makes sense to have games for both gens. At least for the first like 6 months or something, even. I could see. But yeah, I mean, what, there's 110 million PS4s out there, whatever the number is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of money is you would just be leaving on the table strictly because, you know, the production wasn't there to make enough PS5s for everyone. But yeah.
It makes sense. Yeah,
it does.
It totally makes sense. And you know, people get to play it on PS4 now. They might not play it with all the bells and whistles, but at least they get to enjoy it. And Spider-Man was a looker already.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was.
So it's, you know, so it's definitely great. And then going on to the next stuff they showed, I know they showed Deathloop again. Yep. So that was another thing that was shown off. Again, Deathloop actually got delayed for 2021. And we mentioned that on the previous podcast. But Deathloop, they showed some new stuff, like, you know, to keep it fresh. I'm excited about this one. This was actually something I was going to get at launch.
Yeah.
But I'm still excited for it. I think it looks fun. It looks like very different and fun. So Deathloop, yeah.
Yeah. Good job
of showing it off.
Yeah. They showed a lot more like actual gameplay in this one, which was cool. Just a few segments. They cut it, obviously, but it actually did look really good. And it looks very much like an Arcane game. You know, you like Dishonored series. It looks like it heavily pulls from that, just with sliding and the way they handle, you know, knives, other melee weapons and such. But yeah, it looks really good. And it's just an interesting take on, which Arcane is really good at doing, on just like the type of genre they're going for. So it looks interesting. Still curious how the multiplayer aspect will play into that. But yeah, it looks really good. And it's a shame it didn't hit at launch, because I feel like Arcane games, they're always like kind of cult classics, because for whatever reason, they have long legs, but they don't sell a ton right away, it doesn't seem like.
Yeah.
And this would be perfect, because, I mean, there's not going to be like so much competition for games to buy at launch, obviously. So, like, I feel like that would be one that would, like, pique people's interests and then get them into Arcane games. Maybe they go back and check out Dishonored, so on and so forth. But, yeah, it looks good. I can't wait for that one, too. It looks really fun.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, it does kind of suck, because we would like to see Arcane, like, jump to another level.
Mm-hmm. They deserve it, that's for sure.
Yeah, they definitely deserve it. That's one of the... one of those developers who like put in the time and effort into gameplay, lot of gameplay elements
for a while now.
So yeah. I've played Dishonored. It's so crazy because I played Dishonored. I didn't like it as much as everybody else, but I could tell they put like their love into it.
Yeah, yeah. Like you can tell like what an Arcane game is. You know, like right when you see it, like, oh yeah, that's Arcane.
Yeah,
which is pretty rare, actually.
Yeah. In this day and age, with all these AAA games and everything looking the same,
yeah.
Like I could tell Arcane game, you know, like this, like easily. Yeah. So, kind of disappointing that it's not coming out on launch, because it's not gonna achieve that level of success. But I'm hoping it does. Yeah. I'm really hoping.
It will. It'll just be like I'm saying, like these games have really long legs. Like they just keep selling, maybe not a ton at once, but like. They always have really good word of mouth, you know, so.
Yeah.
Deathloop.
Yeah, Deathloop. Yeah. definitely, that's going to be one to look out for. So, yeah, and I guess going into something that was, something that is familiar, obviously, Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Cold War, yeah, we're sure. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, I mean, like, they did a... They had a bunch of streamers play the game. I believe it was like 2 weeks ago or so. It looks like Call of Duty. It looks good.
Yeah.
I mean, like Call of Duty's like their floor of like how good their game is like so high that like it's kind of like when you find a TV show that all the episodes are good. Like it has to be super good to be better than that. Like it looks good. It just looks a lot of what you've played already, because they've created such a good base for Call of Duty. It is cool. It's going back to like the Black Ops era with the Cold War and zombies and everything, which is neat. And one thing I do really like that they're doing is, Warzone, all the unlocks because for Warzone, you have to get the unlocks through single player and multiplayer to use them. They're letting you carry your unlocks over from Warzone, and from Cold War, so you don't have to redo all of that, because it's going to be in there somehow. I just don't know exactly how that's going to be, because Warzone, just like the free-to-play battle royale, that's not selling like crazy, but it's generating so much revenue. It's definitely going to transition over. So I'll be interested to see how they implement Cold War within Warzone. Because if you're not familiar with Warzone, Warzone includes like pretty much every map that you played in previous Call of Duties into one huge map in a battle royale, which is still crazy to think about, but and how successful it is. But yeah.
Yeah, they got the base town right. You're so right on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
they definitely got the base town right. Yeah. And Cold War looks, it actually looks great.
It does, yeah. I usually do favor like the Black Ops era things too. So like that does interest me, but I don't know. There's too many games out right now.
Yeah. Especially them showing it like this. Like, I don't know if you guys did see the, you know, the stream. It wasn't, obviously the stream was 1080p.
Yeah.
I would recommend watching everything in 4K mm-hmm. again, because Call of Duty, when that was actually revealed, they had that 4K trailer up running on the PS5. It looked amazing.
Yeah,
and, on my 4K
yeah,
TV.
And bit rates are just so bad on like Twitch and YouTube and so forth. Yeah, yeah. It's always better to just go after and watch things. It's a lot of times it's night and day, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. And it's apparent with Call of Duty, because when I saw it, I was like, okay, they're showing me like more gameplay.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I have to watch this in 4K after, because I already know it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Call of Duty was, it was something that they had to show, because they do have marketing for it.
Yeah, and like, so, and they just started, like, they just revealed Cold War 2 weeks ago. So, like, yeah, this is kind of a perfect spot to showcase it. And since they do have marketing rights, Sony does, it just made sense to be there in some capacity.
Yeah.
Whew, so many games.
Yeah, so many games. Then the next one coming up.
On we go.
Yeah, on we go. Resident Evil 8 Village.
Yeah.
This is actually 2021 as well.
Also,
a lot of 2021 games.
Yeah, also heavily kind of rumored, like everybody's kind of assumed it was going to be shown soon, and it was assumed right.
Yeah. Well, they showed more of it. Yeah. So this is a game they showed more of. This actually showed up in the June showcase.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it was called.
Yeah. The Future of Gaming Showcase.
Yeah. That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. This was actually shown there, and it looks good. Again, this is everything is looking good in this conference.
Yeah.
Will I play it? No.
Did you play 7?
I played bits of it.
Did you play it in VR or no?
Like, I have not played it in VR. I played bits of it. I cannot do it. I cannot. And this one, it looks even scarier with werewolves and witches.
Yeah,
and
it actually does. Somehow.
Yeah, they're going to a little like creep level for me. Like, it's too much for me now.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised like they showed more. I don't know why. I just assumed it wouldn't make 2021. Maybe I'm pessimistic. I don't know. But it's a lot of games coming in 2021. And a lot of like really from like really strong developers like too, which is just insane. I didn't play 7, so I don't have too much to say on 8, but the trailer looked insanely creepy. So
yeah, I'm not touching it. Like, I'll touch it for review purposes. For all you listeners, I'll touch it for review purposes. And I'll even stream it, but I'm going to be, like, afraid. Like, just straight up scared. And even if, you know, if it has VR, even worse. I'm not doing it. Yeah. So, that's like...
Yeah, I think that's one thing we could say for like all the games is like everything looked super good. Like the crispness just of everything looks like something we didn't see for all like PS4 games. Like some of the premier games, obviously like The Last of Us and God of War, like those are obviously outliers, but everything just looks so like clean and like vibrant that we've seen.
Yeah, that's what I wanted out of next gen. Mm-hmm. So. Like, I was a big advocate for, like, just a cleaner looking, a sharper looking game. I wasn't so much about frame rates.
I mean, I am, but I know it's not going to be 60.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Some things might be, but I mean, I know it's not going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what I have always wanted. Just sharper looking images, just details, and it's just sharper. Frame rates are, I would love the frame rates, but like you mentioned, it's just not a...
It's not a selling point to the masses.
Yeah. Well, coming off of Resident Evil 8 Village, Sony has gotten Five Nights at Freddy, which is another thriller.
Yeah. I know even less about Five Nights. I just know that a lot of kids love it. but it's a very like big YouTube game. I know all those videos of people playing it are insanely popular, and if I recall, it's like a 6-month exclusive, which is interesting. It's not one you'd think of like, oh yeah, let's get that one, you know. But Sony seems like at the point they're like, hey, if we could get it, just get it. So
yeah,
that's kind of that.
It looked good.
Did you play any other Five Nights games or no?
I have not, actually.
Yeah, I don't think I've touched a single one.
Yeah, I have not. And I know Rob might be... Rob might know about this a little bit more than us.
Maybe. I don't know. He hasn't really talked about playing them, but yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll definitely see there. But yeah, it looks interesting, I guess. I'm not, you know, again, I don't know too much about it. I'm intrigued. I do know that it's, you know, animatronics. So I am intrigued about it. That it's a we'll see.
Yeah. And yeah, I just watched the trailer again real quick, and it says also available on PC, not available on other consoles until 3 months after release date.
Yeah, so they got that. They actually money hunted.
If that's accurate, as we'll see soon, what wasn't accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shall we jump into Demon's Souls?
But first we're going to go with two games that are, well, they're a lot more cross-gen than the others. Mm-hmm. Fortnite is coming to PS5 at launch. So there is going to be a PS5 version of Fortnite.
That is like the least shocking announcement in the entire world.
Yeah. Least shocking. We know
that game makes
it.
So
it's
much
coming.
Money. I'm surprised it doesn't play on my phone. Oh wait,
it doesn't. Oh yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, going back into that. Yeah, Fortnite is coming out on PS5, and mm-hmm. that is a launch title.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this one was not a big surprise, but this was actually rumored that Microsoft had bought an exclusive on this. And it's Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition. And this was actually shown off today. And it's going to add Virgil. It's going to add Turbo Mode. It's going to add 120 frames per second mode.
Which is awesome.
At 4K. Yeah, down. 60 frames per second with ray tracing. Like, Devil May Cry already looked good. Devil May Cry 5 looked good already.
Yeah, it did.
I can't imagine it with, like, ray tracing. It's gonna look insane.
And then running that smooth. Oh, that'd be so nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, like,
Devil
that
May
combination.
Cry's always been, like, a test or meter on how a good-looking game would run with a lot of frames per mm-hmm. second. Because Devil May Cry 4 did the same thing.
Yeah.
It ran, like 120 frames. On PC, like, easily. So they're good, you know. Capcom is good, whatever they do to make the frames like jump, they're doing good, like the optimization.
Yeah.
So I'm actually very, very excited for this, for the 120 frames mode on this one. And the ray tracing too. 60
oh
ray
yeah
tracing,
ray tracing is gonna
well.
Look so nice on there.
Yeah But 120 frames is going to be insane because Devil May Cry, you can like do so many combos if you start counting frame data. So it's this is going to be mind-boggling for me. So I can't wait for it. And I finished Devil May Cry 5 already, but I'm just going to, like, you know, it's actually a free update.
Well, I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah. Huh. It's actually a free update. They didn't mention anything else. That's the thing, because this is actually coming out on launch as well. So this is going to be a free update. They might charge on PC. So it's not clear. The information is not clear exactly the PC version, but this is actually a free update.
Huh.
I don't want to do a quote on me for this. Like, don't quote me on this, because the way we get the news is actually it's still scattered. We're still getting things in. So it's still going to be awesome. Yeah. So seeing that at launch is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy about that one, just for the ray tracing and the 120 frames. So excited about that. So another thing that was announced, and we're going to go straight into this one, right before like the bigger, like last reveal that they had, is PlayStation Plus Collection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is actually a curated list of Sony's best PlayStation 4 games, or just games that, you know, are award-winning, genre-defining
mm-hmm.
Games. And it's going to be available at launch for all PS Plus members. And the games that you get are God of War, The Last of Us Remastered, Uncharted 4, Infamous Second Son, The Last Guardian, Ratchet & Clank, Persona 5, Detroit Become Human, Bloodborne, Days Gone, Batman Arkham Knight, Fallout 4, Battlefield 1, Until Dawn, Monster Hunter World, Final Fantasy 15, Mortal Kombat 10, and Resident Evil 7. Yes, that's a long list of games, and mm-hmm. you get them all for free at launch.
Do we know if that's as like free for as long as you're a Plus member, I assume?
Yes. So this is free. So I don't know if you remember Instant Game Collection
mm-hmm.
On the PS3. So this is pretty much free to download when they're up. So we don't know how long these games are going to be up yet.
Yeah. That's interesting.
You didn't get any clear answer, but once you download these, they're yours.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. So, it has to be a decent amount of time, strictly because, like, what if you just can't pre-order console, you know? That would suck if you missed out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm hoping it's, you know, it goes on for like a year. Like, this is, you know, this is the PS Plus Instant Collection for a year, but we're going to still add PlayStation Plus games going forward.
Mm-hmm.
This move, I think, was done because they probably don't have anything for PS5.
Exactly, for PlayStation Plus. It's really smart to kind of provide value without necessarily trying to give away a game that just came out on PS5 or whatever.
Yeah. So it's... this is pretty interesting. There's already a few games that I don't have that I'm going to take a look at. So it's...
Yeah, it'll be interesting how they do look. Yeah.
Yeah, when I mean few, I mean like probably 3 or 4.
Like, out of this list?
I own almost all of them. But even then...
There's so many?
Yeah, even then, it's going to be great for people who didn't have PlayStations. When the PS4s were out, like that generation. So it's going to be like an awesome deal. Like you could just buy a PS5 and be like, okay, I'm set. Like this is all I'm going to need. And I'm going to assume, I don't want to confirm anything, I'm going to assume these games are going to be enhanced for the PS5.
Yeah, I wonder, I could see some of them being enhanced. I don't know about all of them. Like the first party, sure. I could definitely see that.
Well, I mean like, not enhanced in terms of like a full like
touched
remastered.
Up
and, yeah. Touched up more like the, it's taking advantage of the PS5's
definitely gonna do
solid
that.
State drive.
Yeah. I think all of those are definitely Revolution. Gonna do that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. These games right here in specific, I think all these games are like the 100 titles that Mark Cerny mentioned that are going to work with PS5's native mode.
Yeah.
That take advantage of the DualSense and take advantage of the resolution, mm-hmm. take advantage of the solid state. I'm going to say pretty safe to assume that these are going to be included out of those 100 titles that Mark Cerny mentioned that they tested. And these were like one of the first to go.
Yeah, there's a really good variety. Pretty much a little bit of everything, to be honest.
I was shocked Persona 5 actually made it there. Like,
yeah, Persona 5 is kind of like more of a deep cut versus like a lot of what else is here. But even going back to like Until Dawn... that was in Monster Hunter World. I feel like those were two very interesting ones. Kind of a lot of the other ones, it's like, yeah, those are huge properties. You know what I mean? But Until Dawn, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like that should translate pretty well too, just because I'm sure those assets are like, you know, 4K assets already, or can easily be up-res.
Yeah.
Got a fighting game in there with Mortal Kombat X. You know, it's awesome. Yeah, it got pretty much everything. And what they did do a good job of is things like Final Fantasy 15, because 16 is going to be coming out, and Ratchet and Clank, because the next Ratchet and Clank is going to be coming out. So they provided games that if you didn't have a PS4, you might have missed out on. But then you can play it as, you know, before the next one comes out next year for free, yeah. Or included with your Plus subscription, obviously. Totally, there was one that I thought was interesting that I found the game we forgot on our list. It was just a tease, but it was for the next God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah.
So that's super interesting that they'd have God of War in there, and I'm sure that is for Ragnarok, although I don't believe we have a date for Ragnarok, or do we? Is that 2021 as well?
2021.
Really? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, makes complete sense, because God of War was, I mean, I played through that game twice, I think, amazing game, and they're teasing Ragnarok already. That was one of the more shocking things. I didn't think they'd tease it yet. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. And Jose just shot me an Amazon link. I was already on top of it and ordered a PS5 as I was talking. Yeah, multitasking. Let's go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got that already. Thanks though.
Pretty. Yeah. It's pretty insane.
But yeah, I could only imagine what Ragnarok's going to look like, because God of War looked so good, especially for the type of game it was. Yeah, that's going to benefit from ray tracing tremendously. If there's ray tracing in like some of these games on the PS Plus collection, going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, it's going to be insane with God of War.
Yeah, especially since like the launch, like it's not that light, but I mean, launches are just light in general, you know? So it's nice to have, we may not have all these types of PS5 games you want, but look, here's, 15 games right there, or however many there are? That's a lot of games.
Yeah.
And one more game we can talk about.
Oh, yes. I guess the big one?
The big one. The interesting one, too.
Well, not really interesting when thinking about it. Not really too interesting when thinking about it, because I mean it was rumored be a launch title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not really interesting, so to speak, like in terms of like when it was going to release, but it is a launch title.
Yeah.
And that game is. So yeah, it's actually Demon's Souls.
Yes.
So Demon's Souls is a launch title. That is insane.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Demon's Souls fan. I tried to play it, but it does look amazing. Like, it looks really, really good. Just like everything else. But like,
it's insane.
I think because we have something to compare it to, because we've already seen Demon's Souls, obviously, we can compare it one-to-one, and it just looks ridiculously good.
And it's pretty much the only title that is full on next gen.
Full on, yeah. Because there is a list of things that are going to be PS4. We just don't know when. They didn't specify. So yeah, that'll be interesting. But there was that little snafu with Demon's Souls. Did they re-upload the trailer yet?
Yes. Yeah. So they did re-upload the trailer. Like, you could catch it. I think they put it back down. They actually took it back down again. Yes, that snafu was insane. So Demon's Souls, on the trailer, it mentioned that it was going to be coming on PC
mm-hmm.
and other consoles.
I was like, that's interesting for a Sony-owned property. Huh.
Yeah, other consoles. Like, wow, they're making games, like, especially this one in particular. They're making this one in particular for the Xbox.
PC is crazy, but also other consoles. That's the consoles, part that's like, wait, what?
Yeah,
like they don't do that for anything except for like MLB The Show, but that's a license that's so different, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it was pretty weird seeing it like rolling around the gaming community and Twitter,
everybody
like,
getting hyped for all the PC people going irate, super happy.
Yeah, and super happy about it, but then Sony actually took down the trailer. And we're like, okay, this is a mistake.
Yeah.
This is a full-blown mistake. They took it down, And yeah, they confirmed it. It was a mistake. This game is actually not coming out on PC.
Yeah, or other consoles, if you were wondering.
Yeah, other consoles. More importantly, other consoles. Yeah.
I am convinced, though, maybe it was a mistake, but there couldn't have been a better way to gauge interest for PC port of Demon's Souls. Everybody on PC, even Rob, super excited. And then we just had to break the news like, oh yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
So that's like, I'm sure it was just an honest mistake. Like they're probably swapping templates from After Effects or whatever, toss that on there. Some sorry intern probably getting yelled at right now about it, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just one of those things. It's like, maybe just take one more check through and like disclaimers like that, double check. Because it got a lot of people excited and like a big letdown for them.
Yeah.
Games.
And this one in particular looked amazing.
Yeah.
So
it almost makes me want it, even though I don't like Demon's Souls. So that means I'll probably buy it just because that's what I do and I don't like money. So yeah. Finally done with the games. On to all the pre-order info and price and everything. They didn't talk about a lot of that stuff. Oh, right. So did we actually get pre-order date? They just said pre-orders tomorrow, right? Like during the conference? Or did that leak out as well from
So that Keely? That was actually, so the pre-order date.
We got the price, right?
Yes, we got the price today. Date. So it's, yeah, $3.99 for the digital and $4.99 for the physical, you know, the disc version.
Yep.
So,
and then release dates were there as well. And what was it? The 12th for NA and a couple other countries, right?
Yes. Yes. So it's,
and then
it's
a week 12th. Later for,
yeah, Europe. November 19th for the other countries. So yeah, we did get the date. We did get the,
prices.
We did get the prices.
Mm-hmm.
Like losing my yeah, this is so much this is so about. Much that they gave yeah. And it was just scattered that is like, you know, trying to get everything back together here from the hype mode, but yeah, we did get all of that. And
I think
pre-order stuff was weird. This is where it gets interesting, because like you mentioned, you didn't even know when the pre-order stuff did come out, but Sony then later tweeted that it's pre-ordering tomorrow, but all the pre-orders are actually coming out today.
Just randomly,
yes. I know, you know, when this podcast goes up, it's not going to be on the same day. Yeah. But they did come up literally after the conference.
Yeah, I mean, was it Walmart, right? That came up very
shortly
after.
Walmart was the first one, yeah.
And then Target a couple, like an hour later, and then Amazon, Best Buy a little bit before that, Amazon a couple minutes ago. Like, it's random, and like, I don't get why it's that random, unless there was either a push to get this out before Microsoft's pre-orders, which are, what, the 22nd, I believe, next week. Or there's all this rumors about the yield being pretty low for the PS5. Like, there's so many different things. Like, why does it seem like everything's like, maybe it's just COVID, you know? We're just flying by the seat of our pants, essentially. Like, hey, look, pre-orders are tomorrow. And then, hey, look, actually, they're today for some people, you know? It's just so weird how everything is just not messaged at all. And it just kind of happens. Twitter's your best friend during these times, you know?
Yeah, and it's it's pretty interesting. This is like a digital, like, mass hysteria sort of situation. And I really don't know why they did it like this. This is what's confusing to me. I don't know why they did it like this, but this is like similar to how the Wii was like launched and everybody like try to pre-order and all this
stuff. All crazy. Like, you have parents trying to go to stores, trying to find them, can't find them. Yeah, like, it was. And then, like, you could sign up directly to, like, a Sony, like, allotment or whatever. And we didn't get that email till, like, an hour before this podcast, which you'd assume those would go out first, but those didn't. And then that pre-order is on Friday, I believe. So everything's just so backwards. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, mass hysteria for no reason. Even then, I think, like, the Xbox Series S pre-order and Series X pre-order are going to... It's gonna be similar to this. So it's going to be the same. Walmart's getting more pre-orders in on the 22nd, which is the same pre-orders as the Xbox. Mm-hmm. So this is going to get crazy. This is, like, mass hysteria. People want their next-gen stuff.
Yeah. I mean, people add on to that, like, tomorrow the 3000 series goes up for video cards. Everything's just hitting, like, within, like, 4 or 5 days of each other. It's just absolutely insane.
Yeah. It's, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for it. I know we've been waiting for next-gen news for a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're, like, finally getting it. But now it's, like, too much. The floodgates have opened. And now it's, like, too much. Like, everything is just coming out. Like, it's so much things coming out.
Yeah. And, like, the crazy thing is there's so much more news that we could get. Like, just how the upgraded games from the PS collection do, like up-res, or what advantages they take from the PS5, things like that. There are just so many other things that we still don't know about. We haven't even seen the UI yet, which I thought was going to be at the showcase. I was hoping they'd kind of walk through the UI.
Me too.
Because that's going to be completely changed.
I was kind of disappointed with that.
Because they made a point to say, like, it's all rebuilt, you know, whereas Microsoft, like, they literally said, like, it's going to be pretty similar. It's just going to be updated. So, like, for them, it's like, you know, I mean, it's going to be similar. But Sony said, like, it's not going to be like what we have on PS4. So it's like, oh, getting you hyped, but then not telling you when or what it looks like kind of sucks.
it does kind of suck. And the crazy thing about that is that, again, Microsoft is a software company, so you expect it from Microsoft, like, to keep it the same. Mm-hmm. They know their stuff. Like,
just,
they know their
software. Iterating on what was there.
Yeah, they know their software. And I think with Sony is that they want this to appear fresh and new. And I understand that. I like that idea too.
Very, but
I
could go both ways. Yeah.
Yeah. I could go both ways in that. But Microsoft has been ready with, like, the software, like, operating system. That's what they're known for. Mm-hmm. So Sony, like, I could see them taking a bit more time to, like, show it off, like, weekly, like a feature.
Yeah.
Because Microsoft, we already know what we're getting. Mm-hmm. We know what we're getting with Microsoft stuff. Like, their operating systems are good. Like, there's nothing to them. I know Sony does some things better than them with operating systems, like, mm-hmm. for the PS4 and the Xbox One generation. But, yeah, we know what to expect from Microsoft. So,
yeah,
I was kind of disappointed with that they didn't, you know, they didn't show that.
Yeah, they didn't, even launch a game, right? Like, from a UI. Like, that would have even been cool. Just turning it on, you see it, then you know... Presumably, it should only take a second to load because, I mean, it doesn't really take that PS4 that long to load, like, your menu and UI and everything. It would have been awesome. They just scroll over to a game, just hit X, you know? It's something pretty simple, but we didn't see it.
Yeah.
Another thing that I would have loved to see was what it's going to look like accessing your PS4 library of games that do work, because what they say, like, 4,000 games work or something, like 95%.
Yeah, so it's actually Jim Ryan actually quoted, which is the president of PlayStation. Yeah. So at the moment, said there were 99% PS4 games are going to work.
Like, I want to see what that looks like. Like, is there a spot for, like, PS4, and then you, like, scroll down through your digital list? You know what I mean? Like, I just want to see how that works. And then, like, again, what advantages, like, it can take. Obviously, I mean, not obviously, but it should take advantage of the SSD. That would be pretty obvious. So at least load times would be way quicker, which certain games do have relatively long load times, which even just that would be nice. But we just don't know.
Yeah.
I guess the only other thing was a DualSense controller. That's going to be, what, $69.99? Kind of to be expected.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
You thought it'd be more?
Yeah, I was actually expecting more. Yeah. And I wouldn't, to be honest, it's not something I would have minded. Because I paid $90 for, you know, Joy-Cons. So it's... Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Pro controller is close to that too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Pro Control is actually 70,
which is so worth
it
too.
It's the same. It's the same price. Okay, yeah, so it's not, you know, it was expected, especially what was put into the control.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no qualm with that. I'm actually like surprised. Again, it's $69.99, even better.
Yeah.
You know, that makes stuff even better. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
I hope the build quality is like the Pro Controller, because that controller, it just feels so good in your hands. It's so sturdy, and it has like some, it's not heavy, but it has like weight to it. So I hope it's kind of like that, because I think we've all had some kind of problems with like our analog sticks, like either just rubbing off or what have you. I always have problems with like the triggers. Maybe I press too hard. I don't know. But yeah, hopefully the build quality is a little bit better for being 70. It looks like it is, because it does look a little thicker and bigger. But I can't wait to, like, this is where it sucks with COVID, amongst the 5,000 other things that suck about COVID. Like, now's the time, or soon, you'd be able to, like, go into a GameStop or Best Buy, try out, like, a kiosk demo of some sort, you know. They're really good about setting those things up. So it'd be cool just to, like, hold a controller in your hand just to feel it. But, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. But... Well, my expectations are already, like, you know, Joy-Con-ish. So I know what to expect. I'm keeping my expectations at that. But yeah. Sony has been putting a lot of work into marketing this controller. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping developers open up to it.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the controller well before the system.
Yeah. Yeah.
So well before.
I'm just really hoping that that's a, you know, that that's a thing that it really...
they utilize it. Yeah.
Yeah, they utilize it, it holds up, and yeah, we might get better experiences.
Well, at least it's safe to say, like, Astrobot will definitely do that, because that's kind of what Astrobot is, you know? It kind of... They're good games in themselves, but they do a really good job of showcasing what the controller can do, whether it's, like, VR with the Move controllers, or just with a, like, the DS 4. So... And that's preloaded on every system, which is awesome, because I'm sure it's going to do a lot of things. Because it did things with the light bar in last gen, so it'll be interesting to see if it's used more than a lot of stuff was used from, you know, DualShock 4. Just because, I mean, I can't even think of what was used often. The speaker, sometimes, somewhat frequently, which could be kind of cool. The light bar... I think everybody tried to find a way to turn it off instantly. Like, I know Avengers, like, makes it, oh, it's the color of, you know, if you're Iron Man, it's red, you know, which it's kind of cool, but is it needed? Probably not. But it sounds like a lot of things in here, like the tension in the triggers and stuff, it sounds a lot more usable than those types of things were. So, yeah, hopefully. I wish I could get my hands on it, but November 12th, I guess.
Yeah, November 12th. That's definitely right. And just one on a final note, with that is that the actual launch titles that Sony is releasing, mm-hmm. they're actually coming out with 5 launch titles,
mm-hmm.
which is insane. Demon's Souls is there at launch. Miles Morales is there at launch. Sackboy Big Adventure is out on launch. Destruction All-Stars. And you also get Astrobot, which is preloaded on the system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, add that on top of third party.
All the third parties, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like one of the biggest, like one of the best and biggest like launch lineups ever.
Yeah, it's a very diverse launch lineup too, which is nice. Everybody was hoping Gran Turismo was there. I knew it wouldn't be, but, you know, that is what it is. Hopefully, there are obviously a lot of 2021 games, And like we were saying before, I'm sure a lot of those games will be, or a handful of those will be the earlier half of 2021, which will make up for once people, you know, work through Demon's Souls, Miles Morales, so on. And then also can't forget about the PS Plus collection on top of all the PS4 games that already do work and will work on the PS5. So yeah, it doesn't look like there's going to be a, you know, kind of a lacking of games or things to play. So yeah, I'm like all for it. Yeah. Any last words on PS5 news? I have one last thing.
No last words for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hit all the marks. Like,
yeah, they really did.
I'm actually shocked. Like, you know, they actually have a lot of content for launch. And it's getting me excited about next gen.
Yeah.
I was waiting for, like, you know, Spider-Man pretty much, but this is like a lot of content here. So
yeah, the only thing that I'm interested in is we talked about this before, and it kind of comes up randomly in like podcasts and stuff, is just how a digital edition is going to affect store prices and sales and so on. I'm firmly in the camp that there's going to be less frequent sales. Maybe there is, maybe there won't. But that is why I did go for a disc version. Whenever there's no competition for a game, like on PSN, they can price it whatever they want. And if you don't have, if you went with a digital version, you don't really have a choice if you want something. Not that they necessarily would do that, or that, I mean, recently I feel like the sales have gotten better and better on PSN versus what they used to be early on PS4 4 days. But I'll be interested to see.
That's through the end of the actual, like, you know, period. Because as we got closer to the end of the generation, mm-hmm. the sales have been like Steam level.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I'll be interested to see just strictly because, like, there, it's not like you can go on Best Buy and buy a digital game, which would be cool if they had cards and you can just buy it from there. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, other than that. I pre-ordered one. Will I keep it? Probably. Should I put money toward my PC? Yeah, but here we are. Like, they definitely know how to put on a conference, even if they leave out a ton of information that would be useful. Between them and Microsoft, like, they have the easiest selling point. Like, hey, look at all of these huge franchises we created. They show that, and then it's kind of tough sledding for anybody else.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They have the games. They mm-hmm. they do have the games for it. And
they have like the hardest part, you know, is the games.
Yeah, and yeah. And this is why I've always, you know, I've always said they have the better value in it. They could have priced this at $549. They could have priced it at $599. They still have the games for it to do it. Actually, like, they could have got away with a lot more. So I'm surprised it's $399. I said $449 on the podcast.
I said $399. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it right on the mark on that. A lot of other people got it right on the mark.
Yeah, it was
a
very popular guess.
Yeah, it was a popular game.
I'm not Nostradamus or something.
Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm impressed at the amount of hype everyone got involved, and they're showing everything off, which is like, this is what we wanted. This is like exactly what we wanted. Yeah. And they delivered.
Yeah. And easily. Then like all this hype is going to be restarted when they show the UI for the first time, you know, when they show literally any aspect of that they didn't talk about. Like, even when they show, like, I'm sure they'll pull up, I don't know, like God of War and like straight comparison from just, you know, using the advantages of PS5 versus PS4. Just another selling point. You know, it's pretty easy stuff to compare because presumably without doing all that much to it, it should take advantage of a lot of the things, reasons why you'd buy a PS5. You know, up-res and resolution and frame rate. So,
yeah.
The hype train continues.
Yeah, the hype train continues, and I hope we get more. Yeah, the floodgates have opened finally, and they're gonna and they're staying open just with the amount of news. So,
yeah,
I'm interested to see how it goes, and I'm interested to see you know, other small tidbits we get about the system, but yeah, everything is out in the open. So next gen, we're ready. And that's, yeah, that's like the final thing I have to say. Like, next gen is here and we're ready for it. So yeah. And now, with that said, we're going to actually close the floodgates.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we're going to close our floodgates. Yes. Catch us next time. We're closing our floodgates now. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Also, subscribe to our podcast. And we're on every major podcast platform. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, Stitcher. We're on iHeartRadio. So yeah, just like us, subscribe there, and you'll get the podcast first thing once it goes up.
Yeah.
And check out dualpixels.com as well. We'll have more updates and more PS5 news. So catch you next time, and the floodgates have finally opened and ours closed. So catch us next time.
Yep. See ya.